Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former co-founder and president of Strikeforce Energy and former Navy SEAL Sean Matson, Cardomax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Ross Patterson Revolution listeners an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to Cardomax.com. Use the promo code Nooners. That's Cardomax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Oh, Jabraham Lincoln. There you are.
Here I am.
There you are.
I made it.
Here's my special girl, sitting right over there.
That's off the cuff, but it's recording quality, so if you want to pull that at home and put it on iTunes, feel free. Feel free.
Thank you so much for serenading me. I really needed it.
You're welks. You're welks.
Oh, what, know? This?
Yeah, you got a new hat?
I got a new hat. Julia.
Julia Mangulia.
It's so hard for me to say because it's not real, is it? She's not here, by the way. They went out.
She's not here. Yeah.
We've got Nooners in town. They went hard, and they
do we have Nooners in town?
We have Nooners in town, but here's the thing: on the one day that we try and be on time, they're gonna be so pissed. Just be like, man, you're not playing fast and loose today, huh? Oh, great.
So here's what happens, kids. We always say, look, if you're in town, if you're in Austin, you can roll through the studio. Take pictures, come and watch the shows. We don't care, right? It's awesome, right?
Yeah.
We're super grateful that you guys beat the shadow ban on YouTube. We talked about it yesterday on Drinking Bros. It's real, by the way. Jacob explained the whole process. He was like, we have to have like a text chain so one of us tells us when the show goes live to find the show.
That Hilarious. Is dedication, and I love you guys for it.
Same. And so what we said was, look, we got RPR today. Don't come in yesterday, because I only had, I think, just one show. Usually I have like five a day, but I only had one yesterday, and I was like, come in tomorrow. RPR is going, fake news is going, I think Drinking Broettes is recording today. Like, we get a packed house today.
Yes.
Right?
A lot of action.
And they were like, nope, showing up yesterday. I was like, all right, cool. But here's what usually happens, is you're in Austin, great town, it's a blast, food's great, everything else. No mask, fuck everyone. And then they go out and rage, and then they never show up the next day.
Right.
So we only got one guy here today. We only got Jacob Nickel here today. You're the only soldier that made it through the Austin nights. That's what
He's
happens.
He's professional,
every
though, let's be honest.
Single time. Yep. Every single time. Everybody comes into town, they're like, man, this fucking city's awesome. Let's party. We'll see you at 2:00 in the afternoon. What's that breakfast place we like?
Out here?
Yeah. Birds, sandwiches.
Oh, Bird.
Yeah, there you go. It's the only place we know.
No, I know, but like we've actually never been to breakfast out here.
We've had it delivered a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We've never eaten breakfast in this town.
No.
But we've gotten Bird delivered.
Yep.
And very good.
Hammer the like button if you're watching on YouTube. Welcome, kids. Julia did tap out, Craigers. She didn't make it, but she made these hats for us. And then I got Hey, man, hat for myself. And I appreciate that. I love catchphrases, you know?
Right. And it's classy.
You gave yourself your own nickname.
I mean, calm down. I didn't want, I was an example. And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew what would happen. And I immediately was just like, oh no.
No.
That's gonna be, and then I thought of all these other names that I should have said.
Yeah, yeah. What were
Doesn't
they?
Doesn't work.
Laser legs.
Laser legs is good. Yeah. After that though, I really wanted J Flame because it just sounded, do you know what I mean? J Flame? Better than J Fire?
Sounds a little
I think you're just too used to J Fire.
No, J Fire is just dope, dude.
It's true.
You did it.
Anyway, she made it classy. Little nice. Leather on the side.
Yeah, dude, I got the same thing. It's a Richardson snapback.
Dan got one that was that said "get fucked."
Great. Yeah.
So
We're doing it. Jacob Nichols, the only one that showed up today. Everybody get trashed last night? Oh yeah, he's saying yeah.
They went to Sace Street. So
they're gone.
Yeah,
forget about it.
Nine Eye.
Yeah,
they're still Nine Eye.
I was watching Tim Dillon talk to Whitney about his hatred of Austin.
I love it so much.
He's wrong on that one. He's wrong on that one.
He's not wrong, but I like it, right? Like, the things that he's saying, I'm like, yeah.
So there's only two good restaurants? No, that's not true.
Oh, that's not true. But there's when he says it's a shithole, he's not wrong. It's just a really fun one. Do you know what I'm saying?
This one, no. I've been in terrible cities. This is not a shithole. It could be. If they didn't clean up that homeless problem, yes, you'd be heading down the LA route. But no, this one, dude, you've got the river, all kinds of like cool shit around everywhere. Like this one I'll give it up for, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been to every fucking city at this point or lived in it for a little bit. So I know what I'm talking about, Jabes.
Oh, sure.
This one, I genuinely love Austin, where I'm like, all right, cool. Like I'm in for all of it. And
but I have to say the things like, there's things that I love about Austin that other people would consider to be a shithole, right? Like, there's certain areas that I'm like, fuck yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It's in every city, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on where you are, where you go, and all that stuff. But, and then he immediately goes, but I'd like to own a house there.
He lives here. It's like, not,
these,
you know.
Well, I think he's renting right now, but the property is through the roof. It's just, it's insane.
Insane.
Absolutely insane. So is Jeff Bezos going to space? We're here. Like, we're in this now, Jesse.
Yeah.
We're in 2021, and we're doing all the things, including going to space. This feels like that show Silicon Valley on HBO now, where you're just like, all right, cool. You're as rich as you could possibly be. You've done all of the things. Let's go to fucking space, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's trying to out-Musk Elon Musk. He's going to fly to space. Jeff Bezos is going to fly to space.
Is he going to be
on the first flight, July 20th, with his brother? Yes, the two of them.
They're going to take the maiden voyage?
Oh, yeah.
Eesh.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Maiden voyage. Pull up a picture of Bezos and his brother. Jeff Bezos' brother looks like a stunt double of Jeff Bezos.
I'm worried.
You know, worried? About? I can't hear you, but.
I'll turn myself up.
What are you worried about?
Him. In space.
Dying in space or what?
No. What are they
up
to?
We got nothing on the thing, but. You're worried about him dying in space? I want him to die in space. Is that weird?
I just think the arrogance of that has to end in both of them dying, right? Like the arrogance of being like, no, I'm going to go.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to go on the maiden voyage and I'm going to take my only living family member.
It's like, somebody built a car once and they said it was like the safest car of all time. And they did the crash test for it. And it was just like, why would you do that? There he is. Yeah, go full screen with these two fuckers. Look at that, dude. Look at that. It's almost like he fucking cloned himself just a tiny
the
better
brother
bit
looks
looking.
Like he's always looked like that, and then Bezos just tried
to look like his brother.
Well,
he did it. And that's what you can do when you're rich. You can look like your own brother if he's cooler and better looking than you. You know?
What's the net worth on the brother?
$40, $50. I don't, you know, what is his name? What does he do, Bob? I don't even know what that guy does for a living. I just saw his picture and I was just like, oh, well.
Brother Bezos.
Yeah.
The brothers Bezos.
Are they putting that on the side of that rocket? What do we got? I can't see it.
He works for Robin Hood, apparently.
Robin Hood?
What?
It's a poverty-fighting charity, not the Robin.
Okay. Oh, I was like, Jesus Christ. I don't think your mics are plugged in, so I don't think the audience is hearing you. Huh?
Oh, okay, it's but it's not okay. Us.
All right. Robin Hood, the, what is it, a charity fund?
A pottery.
It's a poverty-fighting charity in New York.
It's a pottery charity.
Poverty.
Oh, poverty.
Oh, poverty.
Poverty.
Use your words, Bob. My God, man. Poverty. Okay. All right. I can't hear them, but through my headphones. A poverty charity, whatever, dude.
That's a real blanket charity for tax.
Just poverty.
Poverty charity. My charity's for poverty.
Go to poverty.org.
So I'm not going to pay the taxes, okay? Oh, no. It's a big one. It's for homeless poverty. Homeless poverty and food and people that don't have food. And so I'm not going to pay taxes because that's my big time charity. I'm sure stuff is funneled. I'm sure there's some kind of something going on between the Amazon brother charity poverty thing.
Oh, yeah. Is it weird? I want to see them Challenger, go full Challenger. And I want that fucking thing to explode into space. I want to see the Bezos brothers die on TV. And I think that's to me.
You think, but I've got like.
No, I want it.
Well,
I have
some chairs that are coming. They're not coming till like the 29th.
Oh, gotcha. But he's not delivering them, so.
Look, I'm just saying, like, I don't want.
You don't
want
to fuck up your order.
They're
just
really nice loungers. That's why they're taking so long. And so I don't want anything to happen that they're like, oh, well.
Yeah, the Bezos brother died. We're taking a week off, yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah, yeah. The flag's at half mast around the Amazon. The robots at half sulk, like the robot when they walk in, the robots are
I just feel like if Bezos goes down
for the day,
then they're going to start to have unions. Then they're not going to get me. They're not going to overwork these people, and they're not going to get me my stuff. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Bezos is
gone.
You're
not worried he's going to take out the world?
I'm what? Oh.
You don't think he's going to take out the world?
Oh, kind of you're like, going in a different direction than me.
I actually saw a tweet last night, maybe this morning, that summed it up pretty well. It's like, so every mega rich guy wants to leave the planet all of a sudden. That seems fine.
Okay. Yeah. No. Well, now, guys, my tiny brain is filled with nonsense.
Death Star, where they just fucking blow up the world.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. His fucking life story. There was a tweet about his life story that was unbelievable, and I didn't know any of this.
About whose life? Bezos?
Yeah, dude. It was the stats were crazy.
His life story?
Yes. I did not. Let's see.
He was
in a helicopter accident. And it survived.
Okay.
Survived. So, like, at 22, he started Amazon at 30, became a millionaire at 37, a billionaire at 39. It was in a helicopter accident. Like, I mean, he's gone through a nasty divorce with giving away the largest portion of all time.
Got cucked by a gym teacher or something.
Yep. And then, he did take Patrick Weitzel's wife. It was like the biggest agent in Hollywood. So,
right.
And then
that's just old on
bought the Washington Post, controlled the media, then decided to put all of his money into spaceships. And now him and his brother are going to take the maiden voyage for Amazon to space on July 20th. Yes, this is a great story for him to die in space. And I know if you're Jeff or his brother, I know the family's going to be sad, but I don't know that anyone else really will be.
What's his name? Gilbert?
Gilbert Bezos? Bezos.
What's the brother's name?
Mark.
Mark Bezos. Mark, okay. Gilbert Bezos. Gil Bezos would have been great.
Gildert?
I think you're thinking of Gilbert Godfrey.
Who
is going to...
Jatham.
You're just combining names?
Jatham.
Yeah.
Bezos.
Jethereum. I just got an email this morning that Gilbert Godfrey's coming on the show on Tuesday.
The show?
Drinking Bros, so...
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It
is crazy. Yeah, they were like, hey, can you come on? I was like, yes, fuck yeah, come on.
What's he promoting?
Who fucking cares? Let's have Gilbert Godfrey on the show and get weird, dude. I don't know what we're, you know what, I don't know.
Does Jonathan Kite do a Gilbert I bet
yes,
he does.
I guarantee he does.
Should we do Godfrey on Gonfried? Oh, gosh. I ran into young Jonathan Kite last night.
I called him today on the way to work, and I left him a message, and I said, hey, dude, come do the show tomorrow. That's what I love about, another thing I love about Austin. There's so many cool, like, comedians and musicians and all that shit just rolling through. You're just like, oh, are you here? Who was it? My buddy from CBS SEAL Team, Justin Melnick. He just called me and was just like, hey, dude, weird thing, but I just landed in Austin. I got to do something there. And he goes, can I just roll up to the studio and have a couple beers? I was like, you can fucking be on the show, bro.
Did he?
Yeah. Came and did the show. We crushed it.
That's awesome.
Told crazy stories, too. It was a wild episode.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he brought some Terry Blacks with him.
Oh, boss.
Like, we're bro bros. And he called and was just like, hey, do you need any food? And I go, where are you? And he goes, Terry Blacks. And I go, I do. I need a pound of brisket. He's like, yeah.
I was a pound?
We each got a pound. You have to. You have to. So you have to order. Do you know that? You have to order for a dollar amount there. Or they won't give you food.
Really?
Yeah. You have to have a $75 minimum. Crazy, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Rich?
So Dan got a pound as well. So it put
it. Yeah, but that doesn't surprise me.
I heard just on the phone. He was like, man, he goes, this is too much food. No, to the guy that he was ordering from, he goes, this is too much food. And he goes, sir, you need like $2 more. And he goes, I don't know, man. Potato salad, put some other things in there, man. Let's get this over the hump. So yeah, it's pretty funny. I didn't know that stipulation about Terry Blacks.
Is that new or
is that
always...
normal?
You just wait in line.
Yeah. It's just so many people.
It's not. It's like a quick line. It looks long.
Looks long,
but it's like 20 minutes.
I got it. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, saw beef fries. And then, dude, boom, this. This is the new Austin FC. They're here. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, yeah, who was it?
Oh, wow, Dan's not enthusiastic about something
weird
that other
weird
people like.
Everyone's weird on brand, I guess.
It's sold out. Season tickets are sold out for 3 years.
Yeah, that happens. Same thing happened with Orlando City, and then they sucked, and nobody went after.
It's the city of Orlando that I really, really think that you're putting too much credence on, my man. Yes.
Big Hispanic community, too.
It's a fucking awful city.
That has nothing to do with anything. Miami's full of Cubans. None of them go to baseball games.
Yeah, dude. None of them.
Fair.
Not one.
Fair.
It's Orlando. Have you been to Orlando? I'm kidding. You went to school there.
Lived there for 5 years.
Yeah. Ago. My God, man. That's a lot.
It's a magical place. The most magical, some would say.
If you're getting butt-fucked by Mickey. But other than that, man, no. And two of my beef fries live there. Tactical Breweries down there. And I love them. Even when they were here, I was like, I just want to move that brewery here and do that here. Let's do a brewery here.
Right.
Could you get out of Orlando? That'd be great.
Did he ask you why you were talking like that?
Yeah, he did. And he goes, I can hear you.
Uh-huh.
I can hear you asking these
you're
questions.
Sounding
and I'm
like you're having a stroke.
And I go, yeah. I go, no, nothing's coming out of my mouth.
Right.
You're hearing something.
You're smelling toast.
Yeah. you're something is wrong with you, man. Right. It seems like I want you to move here instead of a brewery here.
No, that's maybe why they didn't move.
Probably.
They were like, he's going to have a stroke. We don't know. We can't put all our eggs in.
Yeah. Every time I go down to Orlando, though, all I meet is one person who's fucked Casey Anthony. That is no lie. Every single time.
And you're jealous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you meet the dad, though?
Of Casey Anthony?
Casey Anthony's child.
Oh, no. I didn't meet the father. How's that Wonder Boy?
I don't know.
I picture like somebody like Kevin Federline-ish.
Wasn't he?
Am I too far off on that?
Well, Orlando is the boy band capital of the world, right?
Well, it used to be, but then that fucking guy died. The pedophile died. Their manager. He was the fat white guy.
There's a lot going on right now.
Yeah. It was a fat white albino gay guy who started all those boy bands and then fucking...
Lou Pearlman?
Yes. That's exactly who it is. Put Lou Pearlman on the screen. And then he bilked him out. There it is.
Lord.
Yep. Bilked him out of millions of dollars and went to prison.
I'd follow that guy to the end of the earth. What do I need to do? Let's do it. Now that is my type.
Does anybody scream pedophile like this guy? There it is. Going closer. Look at that. What? Me worry. Hey.
It's kind of like a shitty Florida version of Harvey Weinstein.
That's what I was just saying. He's more Harvey than like pedophile vibe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's more just like creepist.
You gotta test your thighs out. You gotta touch your thigh. You gotta see if it's a good thigh. It's strong, you know.
People are sending me Bezos shit here. All right, here we go. Here we go. 16 years old. He worked at McDonald's, Jeff Bezos. Okay.
Okay.
Great story. Man, if you could pull up his 16-year-old picture, by the way, they have it here. He looks like he's fucking 38 already at 16 years old. It's crazy. 22, started working on Wall Street. He looks like Kevin Spacey there, and the same hair. Like, he's almost fully bald at 22. Oof. That was a rough one, man.
He's one of those. Him and Musk are what people use as the side-by-side for you're not just... ugly, yeah. You're poor. Yeah, or you're not ugly, you're just poor kind of thing.
Age 30, starts Amazon, 35, you know, helicopter accident. Millionaire, billionaire, and now he's going to space.
Kajillionaire.
God, could you imagine? Be great.
To what?
Just watch it all blow up.
Look.
I'm not saying this because I just want random people to die. It's just Bezos. Like, I think me personally, those big tech guys like him, Zuckerberg, and Tim Cook,
mm-hmm.
They're all controlling all this shit that's going on right now. And
it's Thiel.
Yeah, Peter Thiel. Look.
That dude's pulling so many strings.
Peter Thiel, though, at least is on the right side of things. If you know what I'm saying.
Is he?
Bezos?
He's a big-time investor in Facebook.
Is he really? Yeesh. All right, let's
totally off data mining.
If they, let's pose the question this way, right? Say Thiel's up in that bitch, Zuckerberg, Tim Cook, and the Bezos brothers, right? I don't care about the other one, Gilbert. I don't care about Gilbert Bezos.
Oh, Jatham?
Yeah, Jatham. I don't care about Jatham. Or whatever name we've decided for him. If the four of those fuckers went up and it exploded, there would be a fucking worldwide party around the world.
No, I think they faked their death.
What?
They would fake their death for something bigger.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Well, you know, if they do, they do. But I don't want them on this planet anymore. So
why not? I
think it'd be great. I want to see it all go down. I think honest truth, Zuckerberg, right? I think if he's out of there, Facebook probably changes all their fucking bullshit, and because the employees already hate him anyways, right? Bezos, he controls Amazon. These fucking people are working in goddamn sweatshops and all that other shit, pissing in bottles. All the fucking horrific stories you read about working at Amazon, right? But yeah, shit gets to our house on time, right?
Yep.
But he also runs the Washington Post. All they do is fucking slant lefts. Bullshit. They're one of the last major papers that people take seriously. Gone. Get him out of there. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Zuck really knows what he's doing. I think there's other people behind the scenes that are kind of controlling what he does.
No, I think it's him, dude. I really do.
He is too narcissistic and thinks he's too smart.
I really do. And then Tim Cook, his fucking bullshit, man. I'm all done with that. I'm all done with Tim Cook and everything he's doing, shorting these phones out of batteries. I charged up the flip phone last night on the kitchen counter. Yeah, dude, the same thing happened in Chuck Liddell. We were together. Mm-hmm. His fucking battery zapped out as well, and he was just like, whoa. We had to send one. There was a special number where it was like, all right, great. They'll drop one off at the hotel. But they're fully prepared for all the bullshit that's going on. What's the new fun, flirty thing with the iOS?
Oh, you have to. There's like extra permissions now.
Yeah.
For like, when I downloaded the other night and I reopened like Instagram or whatever, you had to you had to click to allow them to track your data or not to track your data.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's
like
extra permissions or whatever because everybody. I don't think that's Apple caring about. I don't think that's Apple caring about like my privacy so much as it's just companies like slapping each other with their dicks.
I guess, man. That's what I feel like too. The Nooners finally showed up, dude. Proud of you guys.
Chill ya.
You guys went out last night and got fucked up. Yeah.
Oh, you've heard
really?
Have you heard everything we've said about you?
You fucking liars.
Oh no.
The Nooners finally showed up. They raged last night in Austin.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. So Zuckerberg gone, Tim Cook's bullshit gone. The new fun thing when you download that iOS update is that shorts the battery as well, and Apple had to put out a statement. They were like, oh, sorry, that was
glitch.
Is that new phone coming out in 60 days? Sorry. Fuck you, Tim Cook. Go open the space shuttle with Bezos. All of them, let's get them in a shuttle together and then just blow it up. Like, whatever happens, happens. Okay. And then start over. Let's get some innovation here going. Apple feels like it's the slowest bullshit of all time with everything. And that 13-inch computer with the M1 chip fucking came out. Where's the 16? I don't know. Probably another year. In the meantime, buy this fucking new Mac that's in 90 different colors. And they keep jamming those commercials down my face. And it's like, if I was a 13-year-old boy, yeah, cool, man. Give me the fucking neon blue thing. Otherwise, just give me the basic shit, bro. I'm not trying to recreate a fucking Cyndi Lauper video from the 80s. Like, I don't need the color, you know. Everything is better with colors. No, it's not. It's a fucking computer, man. If I was going to fuck it or take it out to a club, great. Yeah, everything is better with colors. But it's not. So fuck it. And then the dongles. Oh, I'm going to put a dongle in. We got a new power cord for you. Got all these little fucking jibber jab fucking goddamn things you got to plug into the thing. Your computer that you gave me, I like the size of it, which is why I'm waiting for the other 16 to come out. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the bullshit that was on it is like a 2013, right?
Uh-huh.
This is like the basic shit. That's all I want for the dumb monkey.
What do you mean the bullshit that's on there?
The bullshit that you have to plug in just to get the other shit to work. There's a big like steel square that goes along the side of the computer that you get to plug in to put the other cords in?
Yeah, I think everyone knows what that is and have been using it for a while. Right,
right? Because they make you use it. Sure. Otherwise, there's no fucking reason. I looked at that goddamn thing and I was like, there's plenty of room to plug shit into this computer. Right. Oh, but now you got to sell that fucking thing that looks like a pair of brass knuckles. It's like Apple's little brass knuckles that you got to plug in those goddamn things for. Why?
Yeah.
It's all a waste of time. Right. This, oh, we gave you a smaller port at the bottom of your fucking $1,500 phone. Oh, you did? Oh, thanks. What do I need for that?
When did they change a that dongle. Again? That was fucking years ago, yeah. Right?
Yes. 2015, they yeah. took out the headphone jack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glad you brought it up. Guess who's still using a goddamn dongle for headphones? This fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's shit that sometimes it just requires a headphone and not... I love Raycons, and those are great.
Sure.
I like the big dogs, though, sometimes when I'm doing other shit. Uh-huh. Because I do some editing on there, and it's like, man, fuck you.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the fastest at that on my phone. I paid, you know, premium for one of those apps. You fucking look at me like that? I'll show my ass today on this goddamn show.
I'm not. I'm just letting you talk.
I'll show my ass.
Oh, he really thrives with an audience, guys. He really thrives.
Showing my ass out here today.
Did you pull your underwear down?
No, dude. I did what I did. Okay. So.
But look, I'm just saying if all those people die, you're saying it will go back to the way that you want it, which is like normal.
Normal people, dude. Yeah. Normal people.
I think it's I think you need the devil you know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of devil you know.
No, 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 nope.
Yeah, but no. Bob and I are sheep, and so you and yeah. Dan can talk about well, it if you there. Want, but like if they give me a dongle, I fucking use it. What am I going to do? Yell at it?
I'd give a full nut of mine. If I could sit in one of those Apple meetings and go, what's up, fucks? What's the new product line for September that we're all jacking each other off about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Great, great, great. We're going to skip all that and just put the same goddamn ports that are universal for everyone. That way I'm not walking around with a bag of electronics that gets me stopped at TSA every fucking time of like, sir, why do you have so many cords? Apple, you get it, right? Fuckers. So yeah, put Tim Cook up in the goddamn Challenger. Call it the Challenger. Rename it.
Challenger 2.0.
Challenger 2.0. Boom. Get him up there.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the ones from the 80s didn't deserve to die. These guys, yeah, dude, what the fuck?
Now, look, I don't want that to happen.
I don't either, but for entertainment's sake.
No, but.
In the world's sake.
I am bored, so that would be a bit of excitement.
How
right?
big's that ship? Can Bill Gates get in there, too? Hop that fucker in there. Put him in a baggy sweater. Let him hit on a fucking 19-year-old intern from Stanford right before he gets in that thing, and then blow him up as well. Give Melinda the keys so she can live her fucking life. Beat the NDAs, and then come out and just say everything that was going on. Look, he was harvesting organs in the state of Kansas. Nobody knows. We got all this farmland. That's what he's doing. He's planning on giving them to African children. They're all chipped. This is so fucked. That's what I want. Because she would drop the secrets. So would Mackenzie. Mackenzie would come out and be like, all right, great, guys. Here's the deal. Bezos made a fucking... little handshake with Boston Dynamics and the robot dogs are going to kill all of us in 30 years. His brain chip, though, is already on this other planet, and so he's fine. Sure. He's living in a sim world, you know?
Sure.
But that's just a dream of mine. Challenger 2.0 on this one, I mean, for the Bezos brothers.
He's flying what it looks like a legit penis into space.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And who does that?
Wow, guys.
Someone with the smallest penis. Put that on screen. Yeah.
Blue Origin?
Man, what do you want this to look like? My dick. That's what Bezos was saying. I'm on steroids, dude. Make that rocket look like my dick. Let's go into outer space.
It's stubby and white.
Yeah.
I mean, nailed it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's like, yep, that looks right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hammer
the like button, by the way.
They've definitely got room for a couple other...
Throw Gates in there.
Overlords.
I hate that fucker. You know?
Remade the Titanic. Why can't they remake the Challenger?
Exactly. Yeah. So let's get all those fucks in one place and then blow them up and then figure it out afterwards. Be like, all right, cool.
You guys, also, it would be hilarious for Ross to be in an Apple, like a current Apple meeting. Guys, now.
Yeah.
The dongle, right? They're like,
oh,
bro.
Oh, man. I would literally dump out my bag of electronics
ahead,
and be like,
go ahead,
anything else? I'm looking over there. There's four different plugs for different shit for Apple device.
Hey, guys, I have a great idea.
Yeah.
Go back to the way things were.
Yes, just one fucking small square.
They're the only phone that took away the headphone jack, I think. Like Google and Samsung still have it.
Of course.
I think.
Because everybody...
They took it too? What the fuck? They're all gone now.
Man.
What a trendsetter.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, by the way, about the Challenger people not deserving it. They died before they could get canceled, so let's not pump up Sally Ride too much.
Every single one of them, something would have come out, right?
Yeah.
Because they were alive in the 50s,
I guess,
or
man.
Whatever.
Yes.
I had a convo with somebody who just got canceled off a massive network. And I'm like, they were like, hey, what would you think about this? And I go, what would you say? Oh, that word? No, I don't give a fuck. You want to come be on this fucking nowhere? Let's go. Be great. There's only one word you can't say here. That's it.
Right.
And other than that, I really don't give a shit.
Walmart can say it.
Yeah.
We can't.
Papa John. No, he couldn't say it.
No, he couldn't say it. Walmart.
Couldn't say it.
Totally fine. Nothing happened.
If you're looking at this and thinking, hey, man, are you drinking malt liquor at fucking 11 a.m.? No, this is water that was sent to the office via Liquid Death Mountain Water. People just sat around in a room and just said, all right, we got to sell water. What do you want to do?
Do you know them?
I don't know them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know them. Why, do you?
No, I'm just saying, are you about to talk shit? Then we know them or whatever.
No, I don't know them. Okay. I don't know. But it showed up to the office and I was like, I thought it was opening a case of malt liquor. And then I was just Liquid Death Mountain Water.
It's a really confusing, like my mind can't figure it out. Every time I look at it, it looks like malt liquor, water, though.
And maybe that was the point. They're not a sponsor or anything, so don't worry about it. But drinking water from the Alps. And then underneath it, it says, murder your thirst. If I wrote that on my canis, can I write that on seltzer then? Shit, I'll come up with all kinds of
rape
fuckery.
Your thirst.
Yeah, rape your thirst. Wait till she's sleeping and rape your thirst.
No, not, it's like, about the drink.
Yep. No,
don't
it's about
she
the
and
seltzer.
Stuff in there.
Yeah, but she is what I call my seltzers. I don't call them he's.
Okay, then you can't write that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, you know, rape your thirst mouth. With a little, oh, yeah, James, Liquid Death, fuck you.
Also, water out of aluminum,
It says they're saving plastic, and it says that on the can.
I mean, sure, but I feel like I was always told that you shouldn't drink water out of, like...
I just butt-fucked my thirst.
Yeah.
With all this.
You're so hard.
Are we going to go live for Bezos' inaugural I think we should.
Dude, because if it does blow up...
We're here for it, dude. Oh. And again, look, he's done some questionable shit in his life, so fucking A.
Who?
Bezos. Bezos has.
You just assume?
No, I genuinely think... Because he tried to buy CNN as well. Like he's trying to change like media and all of the shit, so... Yeah, fuck him, dude. You know? Because you know what else they do. Their money doesn't come from... shipping you fucking pots and pans and stuff.
Okay.
Their web hosting services is the biggest of, I mean, they've got everything. Oh shit. Now they own MGM. They bought MGM including all their back catalog, everything. And so now they're wondering if they have the vaults for The Apprentice so they can get all the hot mics and all the editing from Trump from behind the scenes. So yeah.
Do we care about that still?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone still cares because they're forced to.
Oh, okay.
The ratings are down, Jabe, so they have to care about Trump.
Okay.
So, yeah. He keeps popping up. That meme yesterday that went viral with Kamala Harris and him.
Don't come.
Yeah. Don't come.
I'm going to come.
Oh. I mean, they care. People still care. So, it's pretty fucking funny. Facebook cares. So they're letting him back on 2 years, magically a year before the next election? You lose some money? You lose some money, Zuckerberg? Hop on that flight, brother.
This isn't my fault. Someone put my chair like this, but...
Did they?
So I can...
I like it.
Relax.
Yeah, you're all relaxed today. You're in it today. Thursday vibes.
Oh, yeah. Thirsty. Thirsty vibes.
I want to talk about this BlackRock story here. This is fucking wild. That what's going on here. BlackRock is buying every single family house they can find, paying 20 to 50% above asking price, outbidding normal home buyers, while corporations, pension funds, and property investment groups keep buying it. If you sell your house, the buyer just might be a pension fund. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to drive this shit through the roof, man.
Well.
So, you know, if you don't have a house, buckle up. Buckle up, kids.
I mean, I feel like people know that now, though. Like.
I didn't. I mean, I'm reading this now because this is just, it's trending and it's everywhere and everybody's trying to figure this out. They're outbidding taxpayers with taxpayer dollars. And, man. So. Good for BlackRock, you know?
Yeah. Super ominous name as well. We are BlackRock. What I love is Kanye West dating Bradley Cooper's baby mama. And
does she look more and more like Kim Kardashian?
I mean, everybody. Basically, everybody does, right? Like, that's
I remember her when she was dating B Coops, right? And they were on the red carpet for "Tell Me Something, Girl." Whatever. What's the name of that movie?
Star is Born.
There it is.
Oh yes, Star is Born. Hanging in the garage. Just hanging with my friends in the garage.
Yeah.
Hanging with my dog.
She did not look like Kim Kardashian, but the photo I saw yesterday, she looked like Kim Kardashian a little bit.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, everyone a little bit looks like Kim Kardashian right now in that space.
Pull up a recent picture of Homegirl. She was on Kanye's private jet yesterday. Yeah. There it is, Hot Bob. There it is. Get in the groove today, Hot Bob. Look at you, brother.
He is really feeling it.
Yeah.
So you're saying that's how she looked with Coop?
Yeah, it's how she looked with B Coops. But yesterday on that flight, pull up that pic from yesterday on the private jet. Just type in Kanye West, whatever the fuck her name is, and then private jet.
That's the thing. I don't know.
Pop it up on screen.
Name, but yeah.
Yeah. Her name is one of those like kind of Russian, like mail order.
Click function.
Click function. Yeah. Yeah. Great picture, Bob. Way to go, man. There's one of her without a mask on inside the plane. Oh. You could have put up.
Are you saying it's inside the
Lizzo
private jet?
Right there, and with a mask on, it would have been the same thing. Yeah, it's inside the private jet. There you go, right there. So that's the shot. I thought it was Kim Kardashian.
It is.
No, this is not, right? This is from yesterday.
No, that's Kim Kardashian.
I don't know. Tell me, Bob. Because it says, yeah, Kanye and Arena fly back together, and that was the picture they used in the article that I read.
She's wearing Yeezys.
It is her, right? Oh, it's Kim.
It's Kim, yeah.
That's weird.
All I'm getting is her in a fucking white sweatsuit looking dumpy.
Sorry.
Like dressing like
dumpy?
Dressing like a Zoomer. Zoomer's dressed dumpy. Yeah. Like she doesn't look, she's not a dumpy person, but they all, that's just Zoomer
exactly.
Style.
Put it up.
It's the confidence of like, I'm so hot that I could wear.
Whatever I want.
Yeah.
Baggy.
Yeah.
Sweatsuit.
Yeah.
And you're still gonna want
pop her up on the screen. Get a fucking all right. So what's the Zoomer vibe? What does that mean?
That's like too Billie long Eilish of a conversation.
Yeah,
Billie Eilish. Like I'm just gonna wear fucking huge ass clothes and you figure it the fuck out.
Yeah, like you went up in your parents' attic and grabbed their like 1992 shitty Mickey
Dumb.
Mouse Disney World shirt,
Dumb.
And then like a pair of shorts your dad like sweat his balls off in and marathons
and then,
when he could run
his white New Balance or something.
Yeah, but
here's the thing: you want to look back at your high school pictures and be like, oh man, did I weigh 350 pounds or was I just wearing size 9X? To the airplane. Like, I don't understand the fucking shoes either. I don't understand the white ones with the blocks that look like the nurse from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Those are kind of done now.
Shit's getting weird.
It's now slides.
Like, I don't understand. Don't young people want to fuck anymore?
No.
Statistically, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was actually talking to someone the other day about this. Like, Gen Z, like the current crop of like high school kids, they were surveyed by the New York Times maybe like a couple months ago or something. Yeah. And it was the highest rate ever of like them identifying as something other than purely heterosexual. But it's also the lowest rate ever for them actually doing anything sexually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I want to be like,
saying what you are.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, you think you're bi. Like, let's wait till you're like that pussy's right in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You're about to eat it. And then maybe wonder if Brendan's not the better option.
James, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 30% off everything in the entire store. 2 free pillows with a mattress. That deal is back. And God damn it, if I haven't used my own promo code a lot here in the last month. Sorry, Rich. I'm not sorry, Rich, over there. Rich Bernstein, you know. You know me at this point. I'm a dirtbag. I use my own promo code. You got great products. Not my fucking problem, dude. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. 30% off everything in the entire store. Also, when you bundle everything together and you check out, you have an option. Pay-as-you-go program, 36 months, no interest. If you have decent credits, there's a running calculator on the side. Get yourself a new life. For real. Getting a new mattress is like getting a new fucking life. New lease on life. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next up, we got cardomax.com. Push your whole fucking life to the max, dude. That's what I fucking pound. I go to Pound Town on the Cardomax before I hit the old gym. Owned by Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, formerly the president of Strike Force Energy. Got his own new company now. Cardomax.com, CardoMax.com. It's a BOGO up in that motherfucker. Buy one, get one free there with the promo code Nooners. Get on it, dude. That buy one, get one free. Get the pink lemonade and the blue raspberry. I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm telling you what to do. CardoMax.com. Promo code Nooners is a buy one, get one free. Last but not least, shout out to everybody who's been buying the audiobook of As the Sun Rises, It Dawns on Him. You always ask for extra long contents, 6 hours on this. D'Anthony Holloway plays a rare African parrot and a 55-year-old Asian man. Jesse Wiseman is back to revisit all of her roles, not revise anything. But she did revise the old audio track. She does it. She edits this shit. Proud of her. Go to Audible. It's free. Just use a free credit. It still counts. Papa Bear gets paid on that one, so you're good. Check out As the Sun Rises, It Dawns on Him. And while you're there, you can get the whole trilogy. When Darkness Falls, He Doesn't Catch It. And at Night, She Cries While He Rides His Steed, Jabes.
Brendan. Right. Just be like, you know, it's like I'm an Ohio State fan or whatever. Am I actually going to get on the field
right
and play?
Yeah.
No, but I'm just going to like be part of that group.
Yeah. Like it's just far. Like it's like I'm sure they checked it off and they were like, I find men and women beautiful. It's like, oh, we're not talking about beauty. We're talking about a dick in your face.
Yeah. What are you going to do then?
Yeah.
I don't get
it.
Well, and maybe they are, I don't know, but sure. You need to get down to business. Before, it's a nice sentiment, but
let's get down to business.
Yeah.
Because I saw
how
Billy.
How do you really feel about hairy balls, right?
Yeah.
Like in theory, sure. Brandon's real cute, but
slap him against your face.
Let's get those things in your mouth and see if you are really fluid.
On a nice Orlando humidity day, let those balls fucking slap your face.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they're going to be a hero in basic training.
Yeah.
Then you get on the battlefield.
And you're like, hey man, these are real things coming at my face.
Way that we're let's keep this up.
Yeah. Yeah. We're
going to expand on this on other shows.
Yeah, we are.
Because I'm into this.
Yeah. Because I don't understand. Like a Billie Eilish, right? She wore this fucking dumpy ass. It looked like she was wearing a goddamn parachute for most of her life, right? And then she shows up on the cover of this British Vogue with bombs over Baghdad, huge tits, fucking all the shit. And you were just like, well, what happened to your baggy? Oh, you want to fuck now? Is that what it is?
Yeah, like, is she just now 18 or something like that?
Yeah, pop up that Billie Eilish pic. Well, on the cover of Vogue.
I don't know why that makes you so mad, by the way.
It doesn't. But it's like, what made you switch? Like,
I think Vogue made
her
switch.
She's 18
no, Vogue
now.
Did not.
Vogue was
Billie
like,
Eilish does what she wants.
We're fucking Vogue. You're not wearing an amusement park t-shirt on our cover.
Yeah, maybe. She's 19. Okay.
19, yeah.
Now look.
So, I never knew what she looked like underneath that. And then you see this and you're like, well, all right. Well, shit, Billie Eilish. Goddamn.
I think it's a great reveal and it's a good fucking idea, right? Be like, do you like my music? Cool, you like my music enough that I can wear whatever. How about now, motherfuckers, right? Like,
you know what's weird?
I think it's calculated and great.
I've heard half the
19.
New album and it sucks. So maybe she should have gone back to wearing that fucking baggy ass shit. I'm
whatever.
Not a fan of it.
You're going to hear it a couple more times and like it.
No, it's too slow where you're just like, dude, let's where are the bangers at,
like,
Billy?
Anyone who sings about like revenge fucking someone else's dad can do whatever she wants.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
my kind of gal.
Yes, 100%. You know I mean? The first time I heard that, I was like, I like this generation.
Yeah. They're going to be okay. We're not worried about them anymore. They're going to be A-okay.
Man, the baggy. The
crisscross applesauce on the guy fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crisscross applesauce, yeah.
She's sitting crisscross applesauce on the guy doing push-ups and just being like, I'm going to fuck your dad. And I was like, ah, yes.
Yeah.
And now she's always been hot under there, which I think that was the thing I didn't understand.
I didn't know.
And kind of respected because I was like, I know she has huge tits. I know she's not. Like fat, she's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Thick in a good way.
Yeah, dude.
Curvy in a good way.
Yeah.
Looking great.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I just thought someday you'll see her body.
Yeah.
When
we did.
When she fucking wants you to.
And what did she do? Inspire a bunch of other people to wear baggy ass shit and look fucking weird. And here's where I'm going with this. Right? Is Kanye has a deal with Gap. He's got a new clothing line coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Shattered the website last night. Put up his jacket up on screen.
I already pre-ordered two of these.
Is it weird that I like it?
No, I knew you would like it. I hate it.
He's a genius, dude.
Is he?
Yeah. Put a Kanye's jacket.
Or is he just like telling you he's a genius and you believe him?
So people were, Bob, if you have a habit of just
he's
pulling up the
fine.
Smallest pictures
just
of all time.
Calm it down. He needs to put it on.
It lies to me. I can't tell.
But look, that jacket sold out. It was $200, sold out in, I don't know, 30
no
seconds.
No zipper. Zipperless jacket.
Here's the thing. As soon as I saw it, I was like, yeah, dude, if you're a kid, what the fuck? When's the last time you saw a kid use a goddamn zipper?
It's not for kids, though, is it?
It's Gap.
Yeah, but it's not Gap Kids.
I think he's got some baby shit as well. Either way, as an adult, I get it.
No, that's an adult jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look, I'm in my 30s here. I'm 33. I don't wear shit like that. But I respect it. If I was fucking 22 rolling out, I'd be like, yeah, let's get that in fucking black and party, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Right. Doesn't come in black, but yeah.
Yeah, the first one is blue. He's not going to just stick to one color.
That's not Kanye's style?
No.
All beige and fucking
give me
brown.
Give me a beige one. I'll take
he
a beige one.
He loves a bunch of different colors. Yeah.
Either
no, you're
way,
right.
Dude, I liked it. I thought it was fucking cool. And like he was, somebody was wearing it, either him or her, on in one of those pics. And it was him. And he's got a mask on, like this little Jesus mask. That's a fun, flirty thing. It's got Jesus on the face of it. And then it's got fake hair on this mask. It's not a COVID mask, by the way. It's an old school, like, luchador type sitch.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Put that up on the screen with Kanye and the luchador shit. And he's, I think, just walking down a run, or like a catwalk or something like that for the jacket. There it is. Look at that. That's a full, like, abduction. Like, I get abducted. Like, I'm in the back of a fucking van. You've got to find me. You know what? And it's just
Jesus. And they're not
Jesus.
Going to find you. Not with, if that's the mask he's wearing.
I don't know, guys.
He wanted it to be about the jacket, and it was. So you couldn't see his face. Looks like a young executioner. And I was just getting ready to go and chop somebody's
but
head
But at
off.
Like a gay bar.
Yeah. This is like a C-tier watchman.
Yeah. I mean,
got
I
a lot of holes. It looks like as a kid when you trap a mouse in a shoebox and then just poke holes with a pencil through it. It's exactly what it looks like, and I like it. I like it, James. We're here for all of it.
I guess.
All of this shit is going to sell out of Gap. Gap is going to become huge now, and they're going to take over the world. The Yeezy Boost, I'm wearing these goddamn things right now. They're the most comfortable fucking shoes I've ever had. And I get it. Jesus Christ. A pair of headphones just flew down from the ceiling. Hey, Sean.
No, oh my, it's
we got
Giorgio.
People here. Giorgio.
I think he
God,
just wanted
man.
To add a little bit excitement to the Nooners. It came so close.
It's like when that guy died in Wizard of Oz, you know?
Huh?
Yeah. I just
Which
saw
one?
Somebody hanging.
I thought somebody was hanging the tree,
in the background.
The tree.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, shit.
That's a deep cut.
Somebody fucking yeah. hang there? I told the story on Patreon where somebody fucking strangle-baited to death in the new guy.
You did?
Yeah. He's dead. And they found him inside the school. Much like that, where you're mm-hmm. just like, all right, cool, man.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? It's just Giorgio coming down.
Giorgio like, no, hung himself. Dude, a bunch of Nooners are here in
yeah.
the studio.
Yeah,
did you guys
like,
have funny on your trip? We did the first day. The second day, Giorgio died. One of the producers died in the studio, and they didn't stop the show. They've started to get the algorithm up on YouTube for the first time, so they didn't stop it. They just let him hang there.
But it was really artistic. He just, like, flew down
yeah.
in this really amazing way, and there was lights.
He
perfectly
looked happy.
Placed.
He was filming his own OnlyFans. We didn't want to stop that video either. Give him some money. Give him some money. We'll start a GoFundMe.
Giorgio's like, you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Liquid death. That's what you get when you drink liquid death. Somebody's going to die. July 20th, we're going live. What day is that on? I'll pull up the old calendar here. I want to see him dangle. Or blow up. Whatever, man.
Not to be confused with danglers.
The 20th. It's a Tuesday? Fuck yeah, dude. Let's do it. Let's have a fucking Bezos Tuesday, dude. We go, where's he going? Is he just going for a lap around something or is he landing somewhere? Is he going to dock? Pun intended.
I bet it's a weak ass, like upper atmosphere space trip.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he was just in the stratosphere or whatever, like a high up one. Like, he doesn't go all the way. Just
that's fine.
His rocket ships, it's just the tip.
Well,
what's gonna happen.
We'll find out. I want him to do something and, you know, I'm amped about it. I want to see this shit go down. Because the eventual goal with all of this is to sell space tourism. And that's what we're doing with all of that.
I'm not doing it, but yeah.
I might hop on board.
No, I know.
Get on one of those things, you know, just
I
to
know.
Test it out. Life insurance is in. You're good, dude. Let me go to space.
Look, I'm not going to, I don't let you do or not let you do anything. I'm just saying I personally, no interest.
Right, right. But I want to be closer to Buzz Aldrin. I want to feel like I know, you know?
Is he alive still?
Yeah, he's still fucking alive.
Oh, okay. So yes. You just want to...
Hero. I want to feel like I've seen what he's seen, you know?
Okay.
That way, if I do ever meet him... You know how many times I've hit up his agent to get on the show or manager? I probably send an email once a month for 2 years. It's been going on for 2 years to get Buzz on the show. I just want one interview with Buzz, get all the info out of him because he's going to die in like an hour. And I'm like, fuck, man. Wish
you
I would have had him on the show.
You think you're going to be able to tell by looking in his eyes... If he's been to the moon.
Well,
or not.
So Theo Vaughn met him, and I told the story yesterday. Theo Vaughn said, I looked into his eyes, and that didn't look like a guy who's been to the moon.
It was a joke. It's hilarious.
No, it's hilarious. But it is funny. But yeah, no, I want to talk to Buzz and be like, hey, just about the whole thing. I think if you asked him about masculinity, everything that goes on today, he'd just be like, you know what? Fuck it. We had this old doctor on, Dr. Cyril Wecht. I asked him every fucking murder of all time, and he's 88 years old, and he just gave me answers like that because he just didn't fucking care.
Yeah.
And he literally just said, I'm 88 years old. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
That's what I want from Buzz. Like, I want to know, like, hey, man.
What are you going to do? Cancel Buzz?
Exactly. Like, yeah. We can cancel the second guy who landed on the moon. The first one's dead. I want to ask him about Lance Armstrong's bullshit or Neil Armstrong.
You should ask him
about
Lance.
Lance, too. Yeah. Yeah. I want to
like,
ask
who?
Him about Neil. Like, whole sitch, when you look back at it, it should have been Buzz, Neil, this fucking gimp, and then disappears for fucking 50 years. We don't know anything. And then Ryan Gosling plays him in a fucking shitty movie that caters to China. Mm-hmm. I want Buzz, dude, to come on and be like, yeah, man, it should have been me. Goddamn right, it should have been me. Kicks his fucking boots up, lights a match off it. It's fucking Marlboro. Red, just, yeah, it should have been me, man. Fuck these kids. Fuck Bezos. Like, I want to hear the whole shit. Fuck Bezos, fuck Elon Musk. Man, in my day, it was a goddamn cloth suit, you know? Some baggy-ass little fishbowl around my face. Fuck these pussies. I want to see Buzz Unplugged, you know?
Right.
Fuck these pussies. Smoking, you know, taking the oxygen thing out of his nose, smoking, and just being right. like, here is the shit we got on the moon. It was bullshit. You know? I want to know what the moon was really like. I bet he was just like, it was a big rock. Yeah. Whatevs, dude.
He's like, I was hung over.
Hung over. Yeah.
And then I don't remember.
What happened when he crashed into the ocean, man? They tested me, blew out some snot rockets, and then I was banging a waitress by 9, baby. Because I'm Buzz. Down in Cape Canaveral. What waitress didn't see Buzz's dick in Cape Canaveral?
True.
Name one.
True.
Yeah. I bet he pulled out his balls at parties, and then he's like, all right, now here's the earth and here's the moon. And that's where I've been. Where have you been? Nowhere? Well, then slide onto the rocket and let me take you there. Booster one, release. Booster two, release. I bet you Buzz was just spreading seed all over Cape Canaveral down there, you know? And you look back at the footage, you see everybody happy with the little tiny American flags. And all I kept thinking about was Buzz, just balls deep into somebody on that, you know?
Right.
The second he got off that little cube mm-hmm. into the ocean, mm-hmm. just like, get me out of here. Where do you want to go, Buzz? Hooters, you fucks. I want to get laid. I was the second man on the moon. Neil's going back to Ohio to shut the fuck up and do nothing the rest of his life. It's Buzz's time, baby. I bet he carried a little electric razor with him, so every time he said his name, he just flicked it on. Buzz is here, baby. Shaving pussies and then just fucking banging, dude.
Right.
Buzz Aldrin. That's my dream interview. It's probably not going to happen. And if you're his publicist and or manager, and I've been emailing you and you happen to have seen this clip, you will probably not allow him to be on the show anymore. Or
right.
near me or around me. You might even have filed some form of restraining order in the Florida area and probably most of Georgia and parts of Alabama. Just saying. But I love you, Buzz, and I want you to come on the show. I'm into your whole shit, and I respect the man you are. I didn't say were, are. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker could still knock somebody out.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Old man style.
Fuck yeah, dude. You had a crime corner for the people today?
No,
you don't.
No.
Showed up unprepared.
Oh my gosh.
You
like, look.
You didn't know who you were, what you're doing anymore.
My life is falling apart, but we can do one.
That's fine. We don't have to do one.
No, we can. We have people in stewed.
We got the whole studio peeps in here.
Studio peeps.
Where'd you go to get fucked up last night? What was the name of it on 6th Street? WTF. Oh, you went to WTF? Yeah.
Was Austin there?
Was Austin there? Or is he doing, I think he's in training or something. You got to turn on. There you go.
We didn't catch him. We were there pretty early, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then we just went to a couple rando places.
Oh, over by there?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cool bars on that strip. Yeah.
I went up to the other end. It was typical.
Did you go to Dirty 6th Street?
Yeah.
Did you get the shots that are lit on fire?
Maggie Mays. Ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
That place was, there was like three people, including us.
Yeah.
And
you guys got fucking rocked,
didn't you? It was fucking
weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many shots per person?
I don't know. These guys did like girly shots. I don't know.
No, that's fine.
Look, it was fun.
Liquor's liquor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was good.
Where are you guys staying at down there?
We stayed, I don't know,
Marriott. Oh, you guys are in Hilton. Yeah.
Yeah, we're heading back today. All These right. guys are staying in Airbnb.
Just wondering how many condoms are all over the floor today. You know? Did you guys clean up? Did you guys clean up? Pulling out or not? No?
Oh, no.
No? You're not pulling out, and I don't mind it. Welcome, all you dirtbags. Proud of you guys.
I'm unprepared.
You have a crime corner?
I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, you are. You get a crime corner today, James.
No,
you don't.
All right. No, man.
Look at you, you know?
I am just falling apart.
Yeah, you are. You went out last night.
White woman breakdown. Kind of. I mean, I went out. I didn't really drink that much, but I did go out.
Yeah.
But look, when I'm doing your schedule show-wise, mm-hmm. my whole life falls apart.
Why is that? Too many shows?
Yeah.
Right.
Too many shows. Can't take care of anything.
Yeah.
Left my makeup here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Friday. I don't have my pants on.
What a loser.
I don't have my pants on.
And I am sorry. And the crime is me. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
The crime is what I've committed against the Nooners that came in to see my beautiful face and your lovely
ass
butt and a little glimpse of the balls.
Yeah,
I'm sure someone got.
Did you get a clip of the balls?
A goat from behind.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? All I keep thinking of is if this relationship happens with Kanye West and this chick, by the way, that means Kanye West is going to be the father to Bradley Cooper's son.
I mean, step. But then she's going to be the stepmom to...
Yeah, that's fine. Would you want Kanye West to be the father to your child? Like, I'm thinking about that right now. I'm like, oh, fuck, man.
No.
It's a weird house. It's going to be a weird house.
Probably not.
Would you rather have Kanye or Russell Wilson?
Oh.
Ooh, boy. God damn it. You hurt me where it hurts. You hit me where it hurts. Ah, boy. I hate Russell Wilson so much. That is a tough one. God bless it. God bless it. It's like if you and I got divorced and I remarried Chrissy Teigen, you know?
But like Russell Wilson will just like be like, work hard, it'll get you far in life, and then power down. Like Kanye West will tell your child that the moon is evil.
You're right. No, yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say Russell Wilson. God, that pains me. That pains my soul. Other than Kanye West, I like Kanye. He's probably not gonna be around. He's gonna say the weirdest shit to the kid of all time. So
yeah.
Your kid will never get a concussion though, with the water he drinks.
Yeah. I love that story, by the way. It's the weirdest fucking Russell Wilson story of all time. You know he signed with Tim Grover? When we did that interview.
He said Russell Wilson is his next client or whatever. Yeah.
And immediately afterwards, Russell Wilson stopped demanding a trade from the Seahawks. That guy's got control like you've never seen. If he comes out and wins the Super Bowl this year, we should pay Tim Grover whatever he wants to come back on the show. It's fucking insane. Absolutely insane. That guy, man, yeah. El Chapo's lady just got arrested, by the way. She's gone. She pleaded guilty to charges in the U.S. and admitted she helped her husband run a criminal empire. Pull her picture up. Whenever somebody this hot goes to prison, you're like, why? It's just a waste.
Wait, so what? Who is it?
El Chapo.
Oh.
Yeah, the wife. The wife just got sent to jail.
What God was it? Was it the wink in the courtroom?
Look at that. That's a shame. She looks like Kim Kardashian, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody's
like
trying to be Kim Kardashian.
Everyone sort of looks like Kim Kardashian now.
Yeah. Fucking A, man. That's why she's going to be in prison for... We should start grading on a scale of hotness. I mean, what did she really do? Covered up from some drugs and, you know? The murder happens.
Is the blood on her hands?
I kind of feel like at some point she was in the backyard and El Chapo was cutting someone's head off with a machine gun. And she was just like, I'm fucking tired of this shit. I'm going to the spa. And you know, like,
she was a real bitch. She's not going to fucking flip on you. She's not, you know.
Yeah.
So like.
How many years is she going away for, do they say? Are they going to, still. She pleaded guilty to three drug trafficking charges. Drug trafficking that comes with a lot of years usually on that. So we'll see. They should still grade her on a hotness scale of like, all right, how many years, and then how hot are you? Let's take maybe all of that off and just give you like 60 days.
Then
you can come out and just be hot in the world. Because what we don't need is more ugly people out there. I think we can all agree on that, right? So by taking her off the streets, we're fucked. We're all fucked. She said she was never going away, by the way.
Well, she didn't think.
No.
I could see feeling untouchable when you're in that world, right?
But he's touched up.
She would do like interviews and shit.
Oh,
like,
dude. She was in it.
Entertainment Today, like tours of the fucking
house. She was in it, dude. She was in it the whole time. Not afraid whatsoever. Then homeboy went down.
I guess that hiding in plain sight thing.
Yeah. And last but not least, Dr. Dre is officially single. The doctor.
I forgot about him.
Did you forget about Dre? boom, boom, boom. Can't forget about Dre.
No.
This was a nasty divorce. This one got real public. The amount of money she was demanding was fucking crazy.
I think she deserved it.
She said just her security team costs like $1.6 million a month. And you're like, are you protected by the Secret Service or? Yeah.
I think
she's fine.
It.
She made out fine in this.
Yeah.
She made a lot of money.
Yeah, she's making a lot of money. I think she deserves it.
He's worth about $1 billion.
She's been through a lot.
Yeah, you think so? I mean, it's Dr. Dre. You know what you're kind of... I watched the movie. You know what you're getting into, you know?
Sure.
The NWA and all that stuff.
Yeah, but...
You knew.
Same with any job. You know what you're getting into, and your retirement package should be fucking good, right? If you put in the fucking work for that many years, 25 years or whatever they were together.
Yeah.
You get your retirement package. You get everything that you've worked for.
Yeah. So,
sorry.
Whatever. And then Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties, he just came out with his official death release. Whenever they wait that long, it's usually fentanyl. That's what it is. I don't know. Are people just taking fentanyl, or is it just an accident? Like, it's mixed into shit.
Yeah,
it's cut into
like coke.
Why?
Shit.
Is it that cheap? Cut in baby powder or something.
I don't know. What has suddenly compelled drug dealers to be pieces of shit?
Yeah.
It's just the because you can't have a repeat customer. It's just bad business. You know what
Bring
I'm saying?
It back, that's Chapo.
Yeah, dude.
That's Chapo's business. So.
It is. So, like, when you kill your clients, then your business ends. It's just bad business.
So everyone,
you want them hooked on smack, Bob.
Everyone in the chat is saying that Julia needs to sit on Ross's lap.
I'm not wearing pants, but come on in, Julia.
I think that's a thing.
Go ahead.
By the way.
Come on, girl.
In. I'm not even wearing pants.
Don't worry. I'm fine with it.
Who cares?
In some ways, you're creating, like, several new customers by killing that customer, because then you got, like, three childless kids who are just going to down that shit till they, you know what I mean?
No.
But really, I don't know what the logic is. Do you know what I mean? Like, there has to be something. Like, drug dealers don't do stuff just willy-nilly for no fucking reason, right? Like, what is the logic behind cutting?
I think they put a little bit in the pills.
And it's like, all right, cool.
Also, people want the stuff that kills, right? They want the strongest stuff possible.
Yeah, so like...
I don't want
people
that.
Chasing
That's
that dragon.
Much,
yeah,
that's is that like much. Advertising? Like if somebody died
Julia,
from it, you're
in.
Like, all right,
come on
I can handle it,
Mr. 8%
right?
Seltzer doesn't understand why they're putting fentanyl in the cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. Hello?
That's not going to kill anyone.
Yeah, but everybody wants the strongest shit.
I want the strongest shit, but I don't want fentanyl. I want to die off of it. Come on in. Sit on Papa Bear's leg. Yeah, I'm not wearing pants. That's real. I took off the,
like for
I
real,
not
like no underwear.
Well, no, there's underwear on.
Oh, okay. Those are basically short.
Is Julia, everybody. She got fucked up last night on 6th Street. She's here now. You walked in today and you were like, man, am I going to sit on Papa Bear's lap with no pants on? And that just happened.
She looks very
that just
uncomfortable.
Happened. Where are you from, Julia?
Relaxing. Yeah. Ease into it.
Washington.
Yeah.
Ah, DC or the Apple States. The Apple State. All right, well, let's get to the hard-hitting facts here. Granny Smith or traditional red apple?
Neither.
You're not an apple girl, huh?
No, the gala apples.
The what?
Ooh.
The gala apples. Yeah. Is that a thing up in Washington that we don't know about?
Yeah.
Dan just walked in. Sorry about this, Dan.
He needs
pants
you to wrap
around
it
my
up
ankles
is what it
and,
is.
No,
you
we
need
gotta,
to wrap this little...
Yeah,
we gotta call
it
one.
Like,
we gotta call.
Chill. It's fine.
It's chill, it's fine?
Uh-huh.
How long have you been married?
We got married last year. We've been together for 8 years.
Last year, been together for 8 years. What's his name?
Eve.
Mm-hmm. It's a weird one.
Yeah. Everardo, but everybody's called
Everardo. Yeah. Okay. It's even weirder. Yeah. I would go by Eve. And then he gave you the last name Mongolia.
Yeah.
So it is real.
It is real?
Mungia.
Gosh, I
can't. Oh, Mungia.
I can't
Mungia.
Get behind.
Yeah.
You
don't think.
Oh, Mungia.
Do girls not think about that when they start relationships of like, all right, what's your last name?
Yeah,
shouldn't that be your first question and then just not want to do that?
She thought about
I
it.
I did, and it actually kind of was a nice flow.
Because you were like Julia Mungia.
Yeah.
Is it Mungia or Mungia?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a nice like rhythm to it.
Sort of.
No, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your maiden name?
Yeah, what was it?
Yes.
Kirkus. Yeah, Kirkus like circus.
Oh.
Yeah.
So every name that she has to be corrected.
Boy.
So look,
yeah.
It's either Kirkus, Circus, or...
Hey, Mrs. Circus, how are you? Yeah. No, it's
right.
Kirkus.
So this one is
Mongolia.
Probably a little bit
I would
easier.
Just go with Mongolia, Julia Mongolia. That's so much easier.
I'm sure, but
you
it's
know,
not the last name.
It's not the name, but is
yeah.
it? Is it the last
it's
name?
The same
like
McConaughey.
Yeah, exactly. McConaughey. Like, hey, you want to spell it like that? Change it to a fucking A, bro.
I forget which one is it.
Yeah.
What's the real one?
Mahay. Hey.
Hey. McConaughey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So.
It fits his vibe.
It does fit his vibe. He's on Icebreakers on Monday night, by the way. Matthew McConaughey is back.
He just cannot stay away.
Have you rated the show a 5-star, Julia, and left a review on iTunes?
I am a poor person. I don't have an iPhone, so.
Oof. Are you a green texter?
I listen on Spotify.
Oh, you do? You know what's funny?
Good. Actually, so that's fine. It might only be on Spotify at some
point. Most of our listeners, yeah, have moved. When Joe Rogan moved, like 50% of our listeners went over Spotify. They have the best technology.
It's a great platform. It is. It's easy, right?
It is. I get
it. Sorry.
We love Spotify. We'll sell out eventually, and it'll probably be to Spotify. Do you know how many updates I keep getting from people? Like Apple subscription is ready to go and all this other bullshit. Like, you're going to be forced into one of these fucking outlets one day anyway. So,
right.
All right, I'll take this into consideration, Julia Mongolia, Spotify. Spotify it is. We appreciate you guys tuning in, being here, living your best life. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon. Bye.